Elizabeth Peterson is a meteorologist with Environment and Climate Change Canada. I've got to get this title correct. Is that close?
That's right, yeah. Environment and Climate Change Canada.
There we go. I knew there was an extra letter in the abbreviation, and I wanted to get that in, that's for sure. But she joins us on the line today. Thank you very much, Elisa, for joining us. Well, the summer is now gone. Now we turn into fall weather, even though the calendar says we're a little ways out. But I asked straight off the bat, in the Peace region and in northwestern Alberta, what are we expecting from Mother Nature heading into the fall and into the winter?
Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit of a transitional fall. What we're seeing right now for September is a little bit of a hint of above normal temperatures. That being said, I mean, we're going into cooler temperatures for the next, 5 to 7 days here. But generally speaking, September into the start of October looks to be above normal. Normals are dropping. So our normal daytime high right now for the Grand Prairie Peace River area is about 17 degrees. But yeah, that's essentially through September, October. Once we get into November, we're going to be starting to flip more into what we'd see out of a La Nina pattern as we get into the start of kind of winter. Winter, meteorological winter for us, doesn't start until December 1st. But yeah, we'll start to see that, what that means. La Nina, even with a weak La Nina, we can see generally cooler than normal temperatures and potentially a little bit more precipitation through the winter months.
That's a good point you bring up. We've had this in prior conversations, Elisa, about the fact that we've had a real mixed bag up here in the Northwest, the extreme Northwest, as far as weather is concerned. We had a rather wet May and June. We had a dry July and August, throw a little heat in there. Now we're into September. We've had a little bit of heat. Now it's starting to cool off. Is that kind of typical for what's been going on as far as weather patterns are concerned?
So typical would be wetter in the spring and then drier come July, August. That's pretty typical of a normal summer. That being said, some of our temperatures were a little bit higher, and we're in the top 20 in northwestern Alberta for dryness, if we look at the month of August, for example. It's a little bit on the drier side, but not, it wasn't the driest August, for example, that you've ever seen.
Harvest season has started early in the Northwest because of the dry conditions. Do you see that continuing, or do you see a possibility of it being a little bit wet more?
Well, so for the next week or so, there's actually a few storm systems that are going to be moving through Alberta. The first one is moving through today, so today is going to be pretty wet, or at least today and tonight will be wet in different parts of northwestern Alberta. As we go a little bit further, precipitation is a really challenging thing to forecast long range, just because we have a lot of, in the fall, we have these big storm systems, but we also still get those, thunder shower type events as well, which, are small scale when it comes to how far spread they are, but can pack a big punch for the local places they do hit. So it's a little bit more challenging. What we've seen in the longer range modeling and longer range forecast, though, is the northern tier of the province, so closer to that high level in the northwest corner, looks like it's going to be a little bit maybe normal to a little bit wetter than normal. And then if we go a little bit further south, Grand Prairie Peace River and the Peace Country, it's a little bit more uncertain in there. So I can't really give any guide whether it's going to be normal, above normal, or below normal.
So it sounds like, please correct me if I'm wrong on this assumption here, Elisa, it sounds like, dare I say it, the four-letter S word that not everybody likes is holding off for the time being so we can breathe a little easier, can we not?
Yeah, for the time being, even as we go into like mid to end of September, there's likely going to be frost, but it doesn't look like we're going to be getting too much snow, at least in the next couple of weeks here.
So Elisa Peterson is a meteorologist with Environment Climate Change Canada. Elisa, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem. Take care.